Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959. Well, for many of us as South Africans, when we think about using credit, we perhaps have different views on it. Others really understand that credit has the opportunity to unlock potential, purchase assets, and provide you with an avenue of generating new levels of income should you leverage it correctly. In other spaces, though, when you think about the word credit, some people get anxious, anxiety, and really concerned about the level of discipline that they might have lacked the concerns in terms of getting access to credit and their discipline in paying it off. But tonight we're going to help you understand, as an entrepreneur specifically, how best you can leverage good debt for business growth. In other words, having your business have a credit card and using it effectively, not for the spending spree. But someone who knows more about this than I do is Pascal Albrecht. She's executive for commercial issuing product at APSA Business Banking. Pascal, such a pleasure to have you with us and welcome to the show.
Hey, Gugu. Thanks for having me and hello to all the listeners.
I'm excited for this conversation because I think it's really one that provides us with an avenue of educating everyone, just as a great refresher and a reminder regarding the importance of credit and how using it effectively can truly unlock so much more potential. But maybe let's start there, because for anyone who has a business and is an entrepreneur, we work very hard for our money. And then when you offer a credit card for your business, sometimes we think, ooh, free money. But let's contextualize just what our approach should be to accessing credit, specifically a credit card, for a business account and how we need to manage that relationship.
Yeah, so I think, Gugu, I mean, for us, you know, we've created a very bespoke product for small businesses in South Africa, our Business Revolve credit card. And really, the crux of a business credit card and the benefit that it can bring a small business is the 55 days interest-free. Now, I think what that means, and exactly to your point, it's not about allowing these businesses to go on a shopping spree. It's really about how we can support these small businesses to unlock their working capital potential to further grow their businesses. So, for example, with this 55 days interest-free, smaller businesses can now utilize a credit facility from the bank instead of their actual cash in their transactional account. They can purchase stock now, but only have to pay that back in 55 days' time. So that will then allow them to free up the capital in their bank accounts to use it on more important activities. You know, if for example, with Black Friday coming up, they might want to do some marketing campaigns to incentivize buyers into their stores, et cetera. Another big piece of this is that because they now have the ability to leverage the credit facility, they can actually pay their suppliers earlier and potentially unlock some early settlement discounts by doing so. And so, again, it's just really freeing up working capital in small businesses.
Mm.
I think also over and above that, another key part on the business credit card is the data, the visibility of the data. So whenever you make a payment on your credit card, you have full visibility. We support in these small businesses being able to see where they pay and how frequently they pay in those suppliers, what they're purchasing, when they're purchasing it, et cetera, so that they can also optimize their purchasing behavior when purchasing stuff for their business.
Got you. This is also important then, Pascal, understanding that the business is its own legal entity. But your credit profile as the director also plays an influence into the kind of matrix data that we have regarding one's financial behavior. Maybe let's touch on those themes, because sometimes we think, well, it's the business credit card, it's not mine, or it's my personal credit card, so how is it affecting the business? But in as much as these might be two separate jurisdiction persons, there are some avenues where they overlap, especially for sole proprietors.
Yes, no, of course. So, I mean, I think if you think about it, in the case of small businesses, oftentimes, you know, the directors of the business are oftentimes the only people that own the business, right? And so if we think about how we extend credit to a person in their personal capacity, you know, we'll look at your bank statements and your payslips and all those good things. But from a business perspective, we obviously need to understand, you know, the makeup of that organization, who the directors are and what their profiles look like. But actually, at the crux of it, we're really assessing the cash flow and affordability of that business to be able to repay a credit facility. So we spend a lot of time reviewing, you know, those memorandum of incorporation, financial statements, cash flow projections, et cetera, to really get a well-versed knowledge of how the business actually performs. There might be some overlap understanding the ownership of that business and who they are and what their financial profiles actually look like. But generally, we look at it from a business perspective when offering a credit facility of this kind.
Mm-hmm. On that as well, it also means that the business needs to manage its finances adequately. So as a director, you can't abdicate your role and responsibility in terms of paying off your credit on time, right?
Yep.
I think this is important to underscore because the business itself also has a credit history, credit score, which influences access to future credit, especially if you're trying to access some asset-backed financing, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I think what we also see in the space is, you know, especially smaller businesses, they struggle with that. They struggle to be able to build up that financial profile because it's very difficult to get into the banking industry and to get a limit when you're still a small business and you haven't necessarily built up that credibility yet, right? And I think that's also what we're trying to do with this product, where we're trying to free up that working capital so we can watch and monitor how you perform transactions within your business and actually do a little bit more of a behavioral analysis, you know, instead of just a pure financial analysis on the business's performance mm-hmm. when granting that credit facility. You know, so for example, on this product we're talking about today, you know, some clients will be able to actually pre-fund that card. So whilst they might qualify for a really low credit limit, we'll grant that based on the affordability of the business. They have the ability to actually pre-fund that card as well. And we can use that data in terms of what are they using that card for, what are they spending on, et cetera, to build up a profile. So that in 6 months' time, we can reassess their credit affordability based on the behavior and usage of that card product.
Mm-hmm. This is so important because ultimately that behavior does follow through to monitor your access to potential future credit going forward for cars, for machinery, for equipment, maybe to scale your business in one way or another. This is important as well, Pascal, because I think sometimes we often tend not to monitor and track our financial behavior or credit behavior when it comes to entrepreneurs or business owners. But are there some fundamental practices we can put in place?
No, look, I mean, I think what's really important is you know, you got to honor your commitments, especially when you're dealing with a bank. You know, I think, you know, we're never going to extend credit that a business can't afford to repay. So I think it's a case of always honoring the commitment that you've made to the bank, because that really goes a long way in building up a solid profile and building credibility when wanting to request for additional funds, for example. So for me, it definitely is honor the commitment you make to your financial institution and we'll look after you.
100%. So just because it's Black Friday and the business credit card is available doesn't mean you buy yourself a flat screen TV now.
No. Yeah. Let's not do that. Let's rather purchase stuff that you need to try and grow your profits in your business.
Definitely. To close off with Pascal, maybe you can help us understand how you do this differently at APSA, especially given that there's a business revolve credit card that's available to some of your clients. What makes this one different?
So again, I think it's our ability to offer a foot in the door for smaller businesses. I think what we do see within the market is it's very difficult for these guys to get in, and they need the credit facilities. You know, so we're creating different ways. As I spoke to earlier, you know, tracking behavior on a card account as opposed to just assessing the financial position of a business and really creating financial inclusion through that by getting more people into the ecosystem and able to play around with credit facilities to see how they can actually extend their working capital cycles. And so I think, you know, there's all sorts of value-added services that we do have on the product, which does set us apart. You know, we've got the likes of our lounge access and, you know, free travel insurance and free lost card protection. You know, we've got all of that. But I think at the center of what we're trying to achieve with this particular product is to drive financial inclusion and to really support these small businesses to get a foot in the door in the ecosystem so that they can thrive.
Definitely. Pascal, such a pleasure having you, ma'am. Truly appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Kulu. Take it easy.
Thank you. Pascal Albrecht, Executive for Commercial Issuing Product at APSA Business Banking. So as you've heard, very important, right? Yes, as an entrepreneur, as you grow your business and evolve, a credit card really can come in handy. Maybe sometimes you just have to pay salaries because cash flow is low. Other times you have to purchase stock. Other times it's actually providing and spending on the assets, the tools, the services that help you render the kind of service that you offer to your clients or the products that you're actually able to sell to them. But fundamentally, like with your personal credit card, like any form of credit, discipline. It's not about paying back as much as possible. It's paying back as regularly as possible. That's what builds up a healthy credit profile. So if you can maintain that level of discipline, you'll be A-OK in terms of managing your credit, but also managing the discipline to access further credit in future, essentially leveraging on the base that you're on. Share your thoughts with us, 063-688-0959. You're listening to Kaya Biz. It's 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. When we come back, We talk all things Take A Lot and their results.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.